time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
One of those days, I need about 4 days. You know what I'm talking about? I need about 4 days today to try to get everything that's on my heart. I don't know whether my heart's heavy or anxious or exactly what's going on. Thanks for joining us here today. Crazy stuff, man. Crazy. There's a devil loose. I always pray before I go on the show and pray before I came in that the Lord would order our steps, direct our path. We got Ohio Brett coming up here in a few minutes. But I got to lay a little bit of a groundwork for you. First of all, a little bit of a rejoicing, if you can, if we can do it. Sheldon, go to, it says, the thing says dispatch. And Sheldon, a little bit of rejoicing. Click on that first thing there, brother. It says the oldest abortion clinic in Columbus, Ohio is closed. Hey, don't forget, Kentucky this weekend. It's all on the website. I'm not going to go over today. And then Sky High next weekend. Remember, you have to register. Registration's closed if you haven't. And yada, yada, yada. I'm excited. Got a lot of great stuff going on. And I just want to throw this up that there is always good news in the midst of the bad news. Got to have your eyes out and see what's going on. Hits today, Columbus Dispatch, although I knew it. Go to the headlines down a little bit, Sheldon. We can't really see the headlines on that thing right there. Can you scroll down? There it is. Ohio's oldest abortion clinic, founded shortly after Roe v. Wade, is closing. I can't tell you the time we've spent outside Founders. They called it Founders because it was the first one. That sucker is done, dead. In fact, there's going to be some type of ceremony there next week, I believe. We're going to have some folks out there in front of that, throwing some dirt onside that thing. Thank you, Lord, for the faithful Christians who showed up there and spent so much time and effort and energy and prayer closing that beast down. Closing it down. Rob said he thought it was toast over a year ago. It was, Rob. They've been trying to do pills only, and it just hadn't worked for them. And so now they went from doing surgical abortions to pills and drugs and all that kind of stuff. And evidently it wasn't enough to keep them open. And they didn't want everybody to know it. Finally have to admit that it's closing. Praise the Lord. I want to show you something else because I'm going to try to tie something together here with you, right? Everybody says, Coach, what are we supposed to do? Well, I'm going to try to tie some stuff together. And I got to get this off of my heart. Click on the next thing, Sheldon, that says the dispatch on that same link. I want to show you something here. Just a very, very brief clip. And I knew that's what was going to happen. Scroll on down, Sheldon, because I want you to see there's a video at the bottom of it I want us to be able to see. And I thought I could just send you the link and it would pop right up. And of course it didn't. Go on down. Columbus Dispatch. There it is. That right down there. Put that screen. Hold it right there. I want to show this for a reason. I'm just going to show a little bit of it. The gentleman standing in the three-piece suit is Dana Croom. He was number 42, played football for me at Heath High School back in 1983. He's been a 32-year detective with the Columbus Police Department. I can't even imagine some things Dana's seen. Can't even imagine. And they did a little video on the Columbus Dispatch today talking to these three police officers. And I want to play just a little bit of this, and then I want to make a point, folks. Listen, this is critical that we get this stuff. All right, there's a real devil. Okay, there's a devil loose. Okay, I love Dana Croom. I'm not in any way, shape, or form anything I say having to do with disparaging Dana. Okay, so I don't want anybody to think that. Go ahead and play this real quickly, Sheldon. Just about 2 minutes of it. So I'll let you see.
I've been on for a long time, and I've been through a lot of stuff, and I've been shot at, fights. I can honestly tell you that first Saturday is probably the scariest I've ever been, because normally when police get there, we take control. That Saturday, there was no control. despite, I don't want to get into the politics of it, but we were getting bottles thrown at us. We were getting rocks thrown at us. We was getting all kinds of stuff thrown at us. And the scary thing is, the reason why I really couldn't get in, can't control it is because they're mixed in with people who are doing the right thing. So it was hard to really take control of that situation. I can honestly say, for me, being a police officer for, 32, 33 years, been through a lot of stuff, that's probably the scariest I've been through.
And I think part of the,
freeze
problem
it.
Now is that...
Freeze this a second, Sheldon. Now, folks, I want you to listen closely to this, and I'm going to comment on this. Go ahead.
People want their pain acknowledged. You know, the Black community is going through this over and over and over again. And if, as officers, Black or white, we continue to say, oh, get over it, that was in the past, you know, it's not that big of a deal, that adds to the pain. When I was out there looking at those kids protesting, I'm like, they're in pain, and they need somebody to harness that pain and direct
them.
Okay,
stop right there. Okay, let me jump in here one minute. Listen. Folks, we got to quit taking the emotional bait, all right? I don't doubt they're in pain. I'm going to tell you this. They're not in pain over racism. Those kids in the ghetto, they're not in pain over racism. They're in pain over the fact they don't have a daddy. They don't have a mommy. They don't have a normal life. They can't sleep at night because there's gunshots going on. Who knows what's going on? Of course they're in pain. But, folks, it is not racially based. They're in pain because they are living in a mess of an environment. Many of them maybe have nobody that loves them. Maybe their mom's strung out on drugs. I don't know. I don't know. But for us to continue to tell these people that they are in the situation that they're in because of the color of their skin, folks, that's just, we gotta love them enough to tell them the truth. They're in the problems that they're in because they have a sin problem, not a skin problem. They have a sin problem. Can somebody say amen out there? Their problem is fallen nature of man. It is a sin problem, not a skin problem. And we don't doubt that they're upset and they're sad and they're hurting. We don't doubt that. But if we continue to tell them it's because Whitey is doing it to them, that then we give them an avenue to not ever get beyond what they need to get beyond.
Amen. I know that's it. It's not a systematic racist problem. It's a systematic sin problem.
In fact, Larry, Dana, later on in this clip, Dana says that he's been in there for 33 years and there is no systemic racism in the Columbus Police Department. That's what Dana says. It just doesn't exist. Yet we continue to fall on the lies, follow the lies of the devil, and we end up in the mess that we're in. Okay, now hang on. I want to get Brett in here in a second. I got to show you a couple... I'm in a hurry, if you can tell this morning. Hey, go to the other email. Go to my stuff email real quick, because I got to give a shout out to somebody I'm so absolutely proud of. In fact, when I went to bed last night, before I went to bed, I just watched this video. Before I went to bed, Sheldon, pull up Ken Scott. Pull up Ken Scott. Because this video just popped up in my Facebook feed, and I started watching it. Three women arrested in Florida for refusing to wear a mask. Ooh, 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 ooh. I started saying that. And anyway, I watched it. And as I went on and watched it, I said, stop that. Stop. I went back and replayed it. Said, That's Ken. That's my buddy Ken Scott. So I called Joe Scott last night, talked to him, said, Ken, did Ken just get arrested? Yeah. Wouldn't you know it? Ken's right down in the middle of it. Right down in the middle. Okay. This is about 3 minutes. I don't know if I watched the whole thing.
The black ladies, those are the ones I've been telling you about.
I know.
That's Beverly. They're great, man. Of course, Ken.
I couldn't believe it. Dale, I couldn't believe it. So this is 3 minutes and 31 seconds of this woman, Beverly Beatty, being arrested because she wouldn't wear a mask. She went to the city council meeting and she wouldn't wear a mask. And I got to show you this. This is so powerful, the stuff that she says. Plus, I want you to look for the guy in the red hat. That's Dale and our buddy Ken Scott. Go ahead, play it real quickly. We're coming, Brett. Hang in there.
No problem.
No. If you riot and looted, they won't do nothing. If it was Black Lives Matter protesting, they wouldn't do nothing. What's that? If it was Black Lives Matter, they wouldn't do nothing.
Hey, what country is this? Hey, what country is this, huh? No rights?
That's what they do. That's what they do.
All the monuments can be broken up. All the monuments can be broken up. But what do they do when people try to steal
the house? They're purposely hurting me. That's what they do. That's what they do. That's what they do. They arrest you.
Holy Ghost, let it be known, I'm being arrested because I refuse to wear a mask in the United States of America. I'm being arrested because I refuse to wear a mask in the United States of America. This is where we are, people. This is where we are.
Why
is
the law?
Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost!
What is the charge?
Holy
Ghost! What is the charge? Cite the law! Cite the policy! We're here to discuss it! You've already made it! You've already made it!
You can do it! You can stand!
Give a square! A cop and a thug is a cop has a badge. There's no difference.
Sir! Sir! Let go, sir! It's hurting me, sir! It's hurting me, sir!
It's hurting
me, sir!
Stop
hurting
me, sir!
Don't be a you got a badge!
Oh,
stop! Stop silent!
So, folks, this goes on. I'm not going to watch the whole thing. See, here's the point. They had a city council meeting where they were going to make an ordinance requiring people to wear masks. So Ken, who's been in jail probably more times than Dana Croom, the cop we just talked to, Ken, he goes down and says, I ain't wearing no mask. I ain't wearing no mask. And Beverly goes down there and says, I ain't wearing any mask. I'm not wearing any mask. An ordinance is not a law. They cannot make you wear a mask or this big, big psyop that's going on around us, right? It's going on. It's a big psyop. Big psyop.
You do know that they voted, Coach, and they didn't pass it.
They did not pass it. They did not pass it. And then you know what my wife said? My wife last night said to me, honey, I want to go someplace and get arrested. I want to go someplace and not wear a mask. I'm sick of it, she said. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of what's going on. I'm sick of the virtue signaling. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everything that's going on, and nobody's doing anything to push back. Well, the pushback's coming. Now, one other thing, and I'm going to get Brett in here. Hang on, Brett, I promise. Pastor Tom Gill sent me this morning. Pastor Jim McComas. Pull that up there. It was a Facebook post.
Coach, I know that you're going to jump real quick, but I sent you an important video last night. It's got foul mouth in it, but it was Black Lives Matter. And this is important for us as Christians, showing up at a church in Troy, New York, brother. And they went, it's coming to the church.
It's coming to the church. I'm sorry, Gail. I didn't see it. Did you text it or what? It doesn't matter.
I'll find it, brother. Facebook.
Hey, listen, folks, listen to me. Don't miss tomorrow's show. I got something bubbling in me, brewing. I was going to do it today, but I'd already scheduled Brett. I got something bubbling in me. Tune in tomorrow. You're going to be encouraged. I don't know Jim McComas. I don't know who he is. Tom Gill sent me this morning. It's 7 minutes, and I thought it was pretty good sentiment. Pastor Jim. I hope he does more than talk. Hope he does. Go ahead. Play that real quick, Sheldon. Can't hear it. Be good if we could hear it.
To France was denied.
What a service this was.
And you're all so decked out, stalked the president for several days. And on July 2nd, 1881, Garfield arrived at the Washington train depot.
Hang on. He's telling us about Garfield. And
Gatow was hiding in the station.
President Garfield being assassinated. It's important for us to understand the background. He's talking about President James Garfield being assassinated. Go ahead.
Well, here's what I think. That other crowd is noisy. I think somebody has to stand up and wave the flag and say, God bless America again. That's what I think we got to do. So here's what I got to say. Now, you're going to start hearing this story I'm telling, and you're thinking, I'm going somewhere, I promise, and I'm done. This is it. James Garfield was a lay preacher, principal of a Christian college. 1880, he was elected president of the United States. He only served 6 months in office. A lawyer named Charles Guiteau became infuriated when his application to be U.S. ambassador to France was denied. He believed that God had ordered him to kill the President Garfield. So Guiteau stalked the president for several days, and on July 2nd, 1881, Garfield arrived at the Washington train depot, and Guiteau was hiding in the station, and he fired two shots at President Garfield. One bullet grazed his arm, but the other one lodged somewhere inside the president's body. President Garfield was rushed to the White House. He never lost consciousness. For the next 80 days, 16 doctors were consulted about the president's condition. Now, the first doctor to treat President Garfield was Willard Bliss. Now, sterilization was being preached at that time, but it wasn't necessarily being practiced too much. So Dr. Bliss stuck a non-sterile, unwashed finger into the wound of President Garfield. He followed this by inserting a non-sterile probing instrument to find the bullet. He never found the bullet, but the false passage that he dug out confused later physicians as to the bullet's actual path. And as a result, they concluded that the bullet had penetrated the liver, and therefore surgery would be of no help. The president would surely die quickly as a result. They were wrong. Then the army surgeon stuck his unwashed finger into the wound and dug as deep as he could. I promise I'm going somewhere with this. This was followed by the Navy Surgeon General, who searched with his finger so deeply that this time he actually did puncture the liver. His conclusion was the president would die within 24 hours. He didn't. In an effort to find the bullet, Alexander Graham Bell rigged up a metal detector. After several passes, he said, voila, we found the bullet. It was much deeper than originally thought. Doctors decided to cut him open to remove the slug, but they hadn't found the bullet. They found the metal spring under the mattress with Alexander Graham Bell's metal detector. In the end, they managed to take a 3-inch wound and turn it into a 20-inch canal that was now heavily infected, more and more infection with each passing day. The deep wound with its massive infection coupled with blood poisoning from the bullet caused the president's heart to weaken. He had a massive heart attack several days later, and on September 19, 1881, President James Garfield finally passed away. Why did he die? When the autopsy was done, examiners learned that the bullet had lodged itself some 4 inches from the spine in a protective cavity. Their conclusion was President Garfield would have survived if the doctors would have just left him alone. Ladies and gentlemen, America, our great nation, is sick. She is facing a crisis of epic proportions. But can I tell you, if America ends up in the graveyard of civilizations, it will be of her own doing. There will be no one to blame but the people who make up this great and blessed nation. The facts of the matter are very clear, as I see it. America was founded as a Christian nation. That is, I didn't even bother with that because that is incontrovertible evidence. Jeff, just go back and watch Wednesday night. This country was founded by people who believed that this new country would be best served by following the principles of this book that I hold in my hand. And America is getting sick and getting sicker every day, not because the principles of the Bible do not work, but because we have allowed a godless, atheistic, socially liberal crowd who worship at the altar of political correctness to shove their dirty, godless, liberal agenda down our throats, telling us that this will make us better. Well, can I announce it's been an epic fail? America is getting sicker every day because she lacks the right wisdom and knowledge and truth applied to her wound. It is time for God-fearing Americans to step off the sidelines, get in the arena of ideas and stand without apology and say to that crowd, we want our country back. What our founding fathers started all of those 200 plus years ago was working just fine before you got here with all your horrible politically correct ideas. The patient doesn't need your help. Thanks, but no thanks. Get your liberal hands off of her and leave the patient alone.
There you go. So stop right there, Sheldon. You stop right there. Leave the patient alone. All these fixes. But somebody's got to do something, right? Somebody's got to do something. Do me a favor, Sheldon. Go and click on down at the bottom. It says Ohio Brett. I was out on my boat the other day, 2 days ago. Michelle and I just vegetating. And Brett called, said, Coach, I've known Brett for, I met him at an FCA or something event, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, I don't know. And Brett's become known as Ohio Brett. And he says, Coach, I got an assignment from the Lord. I need some help. Got an assignment from the Lord. This is for Ohio folk, okay? This is for Ohio folk. So I got something I got to do. The Lord's called me to do it. Coach, I need your help. Ohio Brett. Played football at University of Toledo for Nick Saban. Football coach at University of Alabama. Local kid. Been traveling around being motivational speaker. Ohio Brett. But see, it's James Garfield, right? Ohio Brett's trying to get around here. I'm going to let him lay vision out for you here. But folks, we got to apply the right medicine. We got to apply the right medicine. We're not applying the right medicine. From Dana Croom, from that lady police officer saying everybody's hurting. Yes, everybody's hurting. But we're killing the patient trying to save the patient. And Brett wants you to go around and spread the right medicine. Come on in here, Brett. Luke 12:12. Come on in, brother. You may have to unmute yourself. I don't know if you are already.
Coach Dave, can you hear me?
We hear you great, buddy. Come on.
Hey, first of all, Coach Dave, thank you so much for letting me join the program. I just want to say I am so encouraged by your message, by your huge team that supports you around Ohio, around the country, and around the world. And you better believe I'm getting back in the fight. I can't stand on the sidelines. I've been in this game for a long time as an encouraging speaker. I'm no motivational speaker. I can't motivate anybody, but I can share truth, right, Coach?
Yes.
I can share truth. I can share truth that is found in this good book, the good book of the Bible that does not waver. You can't add anything to it, and you can't take anything away from it.
The proper medicine, Brett. You got to give them the proper medicine, brother.
You got to give them the proper medicine, and that takes action. And I am taking action by accepting the challenge to unite and provide help for our vulnerable in Ohio. With an Ohio Brett speaking program in all 88 counties. I want to repeat that. All 88 counties over 88 days. This isn't Ohio Brett's vision. This is the Lord's vision that's been percolating on my heart since 2004. And I ran from it like Jonah when I was told to go to Nineveh. I went the other way. But God prepared me for this moment. I know that we face challenging times in Ohio and across America. With a fake pandemic and division, the fear for our families, country in chaos, but individuals who need help, and they need help now. Whether it's fighting the evil of drugs and alcohol addiction or bullying or mental health and suicide, but there's hope for the future if you get back to the prescription of digging into the word daily, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. It's okay to make mistakes, but get back up again and ask for forgiveness. You're darn right we have a sin problem, not a skin problem. But I can't sit on the sidelines anymore. I'm going to do my part. But, Coach, I need help. This is so much bigger to me, and I am so excited. There's volunteers that are just finding me. And, Lord, Coach, that's where I need help. They don't need to go to my website, ohiobrett.com. They don't need to call or text me. They don't need to go to my Facebook page. If they do, that's great. But they got your contact information. And if your ears are working on this call right now, I need help. What do I need help? Volunteers. I need volunteers to pray over this, number one, that the Lord's work will be done. Pray over this, that when I give a forearm shiver of love with my speaking programs, that I can encourage the local church to get back into scripture. I can encourage the local church that you don't have to go to Haiti, Africa, Guatemala for mission trips. Why aren't you praying about mission trips right now in our rural counties, in our inner cities? Why don't you flood our inner cities in Ohio with mission trips that will share the love of the Lord with those inner cities? I didn't say black. I didn't say white. I didn't say brown or yellow in our inner cities. We already know that Jesus matters. And all I'm saying is I'm getting in the fight. Coach, let me tell you what these parking lot rallies are going to look like. Parking lot rallies. Listen up, folks, because we already know that who the author of confusion is. You think the author of confusion even wanted this conversation to happen? It started 15, 20 years ago when Coach Dave and I met at some ministry, whether it was Fellowship of Christian Athletes or the Bread Man. The Lord put us together at this moment in time. These parking lot rallies that will happen, I need a volunteer in a county to find a parking lot. I need a volunteer in a county to let me paint the scene for you, Coach, because we have no stages. This will be outside, park in the back of the parking lot, bring your lawn chair, come on up to the front. But let me tell you what the stage is going to look like, because we're going to have a volunteer find two truckers, because they're essential in our communities, and they're going to back up those big 18-wheelers in a big open V. And then we're going to find, you think anybody in those counties got a Ford F-150 truck? Because we're going to hop in the back of that truck, and we're going to give our talk. Somebody in that county's got a microphone and the speakers. Somebody in the county's going to invite the law enforcement and police to come, because we want one of them to hop on stage with me as a guest, and we're going to love on them. And we're going to share the truth about law enforcement. And we need protection, and we need safety, and the great things that they do. We're going to invite the bikers to come in and park their motorcycles in front of the trucks. And you better believe we're going to wave the flag, and we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. And flags will be encouraged everywhere. No political flags on the right or left, but American flags, Ohio flags, and your favorite sports team flags encouraged. Then somebody after the Pledge of Allegiance, who's going to be led by either a Boy Scouts, AMVETS, American Legion, or even the local high school football team. They can lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And some local official, some local leader is going to introduce Ohio Brett, and you better believe I'm going to speak for about 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to bring some guests. Yes, I have some opioid survivors, moms, dads that lost kids, kids that got promoted to heaven way too early through evil of overdose. And I might even bring some black Americans who got recruited to play Ohio State football. And they're going to share what they think about race relations and the fake lies that are being promoted. And yes, when we wrap it up, you better believe, I believe a volunteer can find some. There's got to be one scripture-based pastor that's still doing their work in that county that can close us in prayer, praying that we turn back to the Lord in that local community, praying that we unite in Ohio, praying that God returns to the values that this country was founded on. So you heard it here, folks. Ohio Brett's coming. We start August 4th. This is so much bigger than me that only God can put this together. But I need help. And I need help with volunteers. And if you feel that you can pray for this, if you feel that you can reach out, and I got a long assignment of things that we got to find in the county just to set the stage and get invites out. And yes, the Lord will provide through donations. So
folks, hang on, Brett. Let me jump in here. I know, Brett, I love you, man. I can feel your zeal, right? I feel your joy. Remember this, enthusiasm, friends, enthusiasm. Theos, God, enthusiasm is people seeing God in you. In theos. Now, here's what Brett needs. Here's what Brett's going to do. There's 88 counties in the state of Ohio, 88 counties. Brett is looking for a volunteer to organize an event in all 88 counties. One volunteer, Jeff Klein in Knox County, just says, I'll do it. And Jeff will secure a parking lot. and he'll find some way to set up a stage, whether it's two semi-trucks. He'll get a PA system, and Ohio Brett will show up with some speakers, and they're going to put on an event where Jesus is the solution to all the problems. Not some feel good, but love your neighbor. No. Jesus is the answer. But Brett is working, number one, on a shoestring budget. Are there any churches out there? Is there any church out there? Anybody go to a church out there where the pastor will, for once, take it outside the four walls of the church? Brett doesn't want to go to Mount Vernon and have it be sponsored by the First Baptist Church of Mount Vernon. He doesn't want to do that. He wants it to be an open air. Come, let's turn to Christ. Let's repent. Let's do what our city needs, and he needs volunteers in all 88 counties to help him pull it off. Yes, he mentioned money, because yes, he has to travel. Yes, he has to buy gas. Yes, he wants to bring in guests. Yes, it does take money, but he needs volunteers that will lead to money. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, Coach, can you pop my video up on the screen so people can see my face?
You're on the screen right now, brother.
Can your audience can see me?
Yeah, we can see you.
Hey, I'll tell you right now that the volunteer army, the nice thing about delegating or coaching is, like in football, I'm not all 11 guys. I'm the strong safety. I got the pitch sweep coming to me with an all-Ohio running back, and I'm going to do my job. My job is to either make the tackle or contain the play so I can turn it back to my buddy to make the tackle. We're all in this together.
You're a wedge buster, brother. I'm a wedge buster.
But I tell you right now, we are sharing the truth that if you are on this team that actually loves your local town, you like your local town, you like Ohio, you like America, you love the Lord. You might like Ohio times 10,000, but you love the Lord. Your prayer is getting you in the game. You're accepting a volunteer assignment that could reach out to local churches, local businesses, find a couple truckers, find a truck, find a sound system. That's allowing you to get back in the game. And we're in the game, folks. And we're not stopping. We are coming. But we are going to unite, because I truly believe if we turn back to the Lord and we can unite America. We know everybody on the same team doesn't have to have the same exact opinion. And why can't we get back in America to have those conversations that you and I might disagree, but we don't hate each other? If we're on that same team that loves our town, loves Ohio, loves America, loves the Lord, we have more in common than our differences. But the truth of the book never wavers. And we got to stand up for that. And Coach has been doing this for so many years, and I stand in total agreement that we need a forearm shiver to those so-called pastors that are leading their flocks to the downstairs gates of hell, not to eternity in heaven. Amen. Thank you, Coach, for letting me share. I need help. We need help. It's not about pride. If this isn't me, as you can see, I'm not a hair model. I'm just Ohio Brett from Dublin, Ohio, born in Bowling Green. My parents are my heroes that they just taught me the right things to do when I was young so I could know what the heck to do when I got older. And there are people in our communities that are doing that. One great example is better than 100 people sharing great advice. Mm-hmm. One great example is better than 100 people sharing great advice. I know those volunteers out there, you're in your towns where I'm coming. We're going to provide that opportunity to get together outside. Rain or shine, the show goes on.
Brett, you're going to try to do three of them a day. Is that right? You're going to try to hit three different counties?
The logistics work very simply. We've allocated 11 days in August, 10 days in September, 10 days in October. And yes, these parking lot rallies, three counties in one day. We get there early and set up 30 minutes. We do the program basically 45 minutes, and then we'll stay there afterwards to talk. One volunteer has got to invite local media to come. We want to get the word out there. They're not getting it in the national media, right? But we're going to provide. We're going to provide that. They can interview me and interview our guests. Ask any question you want. We want to get it out there. Then, so basically, we're going to be in a town for 3 hours because we're going to give ourselves another half hour to drive to the next town. So that's a 9 hour day, but it doesn't matter. The strength is from the Lord, not me. The strength comes from the Lord, not me. We already know that Christ can do all things through us who truly believe in him. We know that we have to consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, when we're facing trials of many kind, because the testing of our faith develops what? Perseverance.
Yes, sir.
And we will persevere because I know you and your audience, it's great to get to know you over these years, but you know what? I mean, you might be 60 years old, you might be 50 years old, you might be 70 years old, Coach, but you know what? I don't care if you lived to 140. I hope you do, but that's in the earthly world. And 140 years, folks, is like a blink of an eye. Are fighting to spend eternity where?
Mm.
In heaven. And the last time I checked, eternity is a long, long time.
And there ain't no color. Ain't no color up here. Let me open it up, Brett. Anybody want to jump in here and punch Brett in the mouth or anything? Come on in here.
I welcome all questions, folks. Yep.
Hang on, they'll get you. It's a little bit of a delay sometimes, Brett.
Amen, Brett. We're behind you, brother.
Thank you.
Anybody, come on in, Brett. What would a volunteer in a local community? What would you expect them to do? What would they have to do, Brett?
We need one. The first thing is pray. Pray over this. Pray that local churches will actually show up. And oh, by the way, what a great outreach program for a local church. I don't know who the pastors are in Mercer County, Williams County, Lake County, but if I was doing it, is it okay for church members to bring somebody who's never been to church to an outreach program? Oh, that's a shocker. So a volunteer specifically, pray first. And then, Coach, I've already got the assignments. Like there's 11 guys on the field, 11 volunteers in each county. I've got the assignments. It's not going to be a lot of work for them, but the assignment is share an email, share the information I've already prepared with this group of people, business leaders, civic leaders, organizations, reaching out to veterans, reaching out to police, finding what it's going to look like, finding a parking lot, encouraging the others. I've got the assignments, Coach. So,
amen. Amen.
Hey, Brett, I love the model that the Lord's given you. And when this project is over, I'm going to get back in touch with you because this needs to be taken nationwide. And I know just the organization that can help do that.
Larry's down South Carolina.
I see that, Larry. The vision is Ohio 88 first. That's what God led on my heart. But then Florida only has 60-some counties. And you don't think that we can do 50 states in 50 days? Come on. It isn't us. It's an army. But I also, it's very important to share with our audience today, Coach. It's very, very important because it's about uniting America to get back to following the values that we were founded on. And as that pastor said, everybody knows we were founded on Judaism.
We know it, Brett. We know it, man. We know
it. But the next one is help. The next one is help. There are people that are struggling in our counties with, and you already know this, but the addiction, the bullying, the suicides, the lack of hope for the future, unemployment. We already know the prescription. Hey, Jesus, that is the best medicine. You don't need some injection. You don't need something you shove up your nose. You need the Lord. So in our way, in Ohio Brett's way, I'm sharing that prescription.
Come on in. Somebody else, come on in. Erica, was it 918? Somebody pop on in here.
And, Coach, where there's help, they need help to the local teams, the community teams, the state teams, the national teams that have already been doing this for countless years. And I can't wait to share the light to, hey, folks in Lake County, Mercer County, Logan County, I don't know what you're doing every day at 7 in the morning, but why in the heck aren't you tuning in to Coach Dave?
Hey, folks, listen, one of the reasons I brought Brett on is we come in here day after day after day and we talk about the problems that we're facing. We come in there every day and we complain that the pastors aren't doing the job. Where are the churches? Come out, wherever you are. Ollie, Ollie, in free. Come on, come on, come on. We talk about it every day. And people say, well, coach, we have to do more than talk. What can we do? What can we do? Well, Brett's got a plan. Got a plan. So, well, this is a great idea, but coach, you know, I live in North Dakota, and you know, coach, I would do it, but you know, I'm not really very good at organizing things, coach, and you know, people don't listen to me, and people don't respect me, and you know, coach, I'd like to do that, but I got to babysit my grandchildren during the day. See, we have all kinds of excuses of to why we cannot get involved, and folks, this is proactive, exactly. What we are talking about in here all the time. Education, opening the eyes of people. Come on,
somebody. Hey, Brett, you made a great point about volunteers in North Dakota, Hawaii, Iowa. Do they have an email? Do they have a phone? Because I can make an assignment. Please call these 10 churches. I'll email them. But it's important. How do you contact Ohio Brett? Hey, Coach Dave, I took it to prayer and God spoke to me to volunteer to help Ohio Brett. How do I contact him? I want them to contact you. I want them to go through your channels because I want them to have a stronger relationship with you and your ministry. But somebody on your team will be able to email them or text them back. Here's Brett's cell phone and here's Brett's preferred email. Is that okay, Coach?
Oh, heck yes. Heck yes. Yes. Yes.
Hey,
yes,
Brett.
Yes.
Contact you to get to Ohio Brett.
Brett, what a blessing. And I hope everybody realizes that you have to have a plan to get anything accomplished because a failure to plan is simply a plan to fail.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Amen. And coach, if there's no more questions, I want to encourage your national audience, your global audience. I want to encourage this audience. You got up today. No matter where you are, heck, if you're on the West Coast, what time is it out there?
What time is it, Tim? Tim Tuber's in Oregon. What time is it there, Tim? Hang on, give me a second. He's laying in bed probably. What time is it there, Timmy? He forgot how to unmute himself.
It's 5:42 a.m. It's
that's right.
6:42 a.m.
He's in Oregon.
They got up. They're engaged. They're on your team, coach. And I want to encourage your global team right now that I want to encourage that global team that, hey, dear Lord, you are the one that we glorify. I want Coach Dave's team to rise up and be strong. And I want them tomorrow to share with at least one friend. You can't miss the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time call. So I want to encourage your team, coach, to spread it like fire that your calls every day at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, that your ministry team will grow and explode. I'm on your team, but I'm just one of the 11 guys. I'm your strong safety, that it's an honor to be on your team. It's an honor to follow you.
We got to get them out of there. We got to get them out into the stands and into the game, brother. That's our challenge. That's what we're trying to do here. And you know what, Brett? It's scary, isn't it? Running down the football field with all those people out there, it's scary, man. And sometimes you get in the action and you don't even think about the people anymore. You think about that dude that's coming, pulling around the corner, that 260-pound tackle, I'm sorry, guard, who's leading the trap, going to try to knock you down. There's fear involved with it, right, brother? And it's at some point you got to face the fear, man up, and go do what you got to do.
You got to get your nose bloodied. You got to go in there, and there is risk involved. Hey, folks, let me tell you this. I don't know if you ever heard a pastor said, oh, once you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll never have a tough day. No, you're going to get your nose bloody. You're going to gotta get in the game. So you can get in the game by volunteering to help on this journey to share the good news through our speaking programs to communities all over Ohio. And then you better believe, Larry, I received what you shared earlier. I received that. We will go wherever the Lord will lead us. Every county in Ohio, every county in Florida, all 50 states. But I'm also sharing a big other team so we can highlight and drive people and recruit. I'd have been a heck of a college football coach, Dave, But you know what the Lord had? He had a bigger plan for me. He had a bigger plan. Because if I would have been one coach at one school, of course I could have made an impact. But you know what? Our Lord, let me share Jeremiah 33:3 with their audience. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Amen.
My God had a bigger plan for me.
And hey, I coach,
go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to interject here real quickly that Brett's and you know his involvement or his intention from the, I believe given by the Lord to include Pass the Salt in the process and partnering with or however you want to terminology it is very, very important. In fact, I've been holding off for a couple of 3 months now, letting the group here, and I've been with this group since day two, I think.
Yeah.
But I've been a couple of months holding off on making an announcement, and I probably won't make it until next week. But part of an organization that is finally, after 20-something years of fumbling around and trying to get the ball rolling, is finally getting things put together, excuse me, put together to get something going. And when we organized this organization, you know, if you got to do certain things with the government or you can't even open a bank account anymore. That's what's been holding off making the announcement. We've been 2 months trying to open a bank account without having to be incorporated, and you cannot do it today. The laws have been changed. You've got to incorporate somewhere, somehow, to get a bank to take an account for you. Anyway, one of the things when I did the incorporation thing here in South Carolina just a couple of days ago was we have to name, since we're incorporating as a nonprofit, you have to name another nonprofit organization to be the recipient of any funds that are left over should we fail, should we close up shop for some reason. And we put Pass the Salt Ministries as the recipient of that.
Praise the Lord.
And I believe it is time. And as much as I disagree with some of the individual philosophies and thoughts you have about some of the black helicopter conspiracy theories, I understand where you have open opportunity to believe those conspiracy theories. I just don't believe myself for all of them. But it doesn't matter. Like Brett said, we agree on way more than we disagree on. And one thing I agree on, Pass the Salt, is a central core of a lot that the Lord is going to do in this country.
Thank you, Larry. Look, folks, 117 days, 17 hours, 12 minutes, I'm sorry, 11 minutes and 55 seconds till the election. And if there's not an awakening of the Christian heart and the Christian spirit in how many days, Brett? 117 days?
Yep.
17 hours? 11, huh? Folks, we are in an urgent time in America, brothers. This is the two-minute drill. This is where the game is on the line. And it's not about whether you are a Trump supporter or not a Trump supporter. It's about light and dark. It's about Psalm 2, the kings of this world conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. And what kind of play are you going to make at this critical time in which we find ourselves? Brett's got a play running. Larry's got a play running. Chad's got a play running. Every one of you, wherever you are, have something you can be doing. And folks, now's not the time to sit back and twiddle your thumbs and figure out when and where and how and where am I going to get to my folks. God blesses action. God blesses action. Provision is for the vision. Where there is no vision, the people don't do anything. The people perish. You got to get a vision. 117 days, 17 hours, 10 minutes, and 35 seconds. Somebody's trying to come on in. Come on in.
Hey, Coach. Yeah. I was just thinking, you were talking about how many days till the election. Think about the spiritual warfare that's going on.
Mm.
Right? Now, mm-hmm. Let me take you back. Think about before Trump's election. Think about how things were then and where we are now. As far as a spiritual battle,
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, the enemy's more exposed now than he's ever been, Mark. We can see that. We can see the enemy more clearly than we've ever seen it before. You know what's amazing, Mark? We're finding out that some of the enemy were people we thought were on our team. We find out that they're traitors amongst us, aren't they, right? Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. Don't ever forget that, folks.
That's right.
Broad is the way, narrow is the gate, right? We got to understand
that. You
can
see their mark. I mean, mask. You're right.
Amen. The Lord's doing an uncovering and a revealing and an unveiling, and it's right before us. Now, we get to be either, Brett, I used this illustration as a guy who played a lot of football. You'll understand this. I don't know if I ask you right now the biggest football game that you ever played and you would know what it was. It would pop to your brain. I can tell you right now, Brett, one of the biggest football games I ever coached in was in 1990 when our little band of Red Raiders at London traveled to Dublin when it was only one high school, and Bill Connolly was the coach. And that night, we beat Dublin to win the CBL championship. Nobody ever thought we would do it. And I'm going to tell you something, Brett. When the game was over and everybody came running out of the stands onto the football field, you know what, Brett? They didn't really get it. They didn't really get it. Oh, they basked in it. They jumped up and down. They were happy. But, Brett, they didn't have in their heart what I had in my heart, brother. And all those guys out on the field that had played in that game and the work that had gone into it, those fans did not have in their heart what we had in our heart, because we had been actively involved with fulfilling that vision and walking that thing out. And no matter what, they would never be able to take that out of my heart. And that's the type of things that we as Christians have got to understand this, folks. You have been called into the kingdom, the scripture says, for such a time as this. And I tried to encourage some of you earlier last week, whenever it was, said, come on, man, this is the time. This is the moment. What are Amen. We waiting on? It's before us Amen. Right now.
Hey, Coach, what are you doing picking on my Dublin High School Shamrocks?
Yeah,
beating us. Hey, Coach, I want your global audience to know that we were on the same fields together. I was Dublin High School, class of 88, and you, unfortunately, kicked our butts many times. But I was on the field against you. But the Lord brought us together back then. Praise the Lord. And
Amen.
I really want to encourage your global audience to take action. And I know that the nice thing about Christian ministries, there's a lot of bad things because they're weak and they don't follow the Lord. But there are some good ones out there, right? And yes. Let's say that you have different ministries, but we can all unite. And every time we may be talking about our ministry, why don't we go ahead and say, I don't know what you're doing at 7 o'clock in the morning, but why aren't you supporting Pass the Salt? Why aren't you supporting Coach Dave? I am. I need that encouragement, because every time I watch that show, I am more engaged, not less engaged, to get in the game.
Amen.
So we got to remember that, folks. If your ears are working around the world, whatever ministry might be your primary, you're on this call. So you're on Coach Dave's team. Don't keep it a secret. Let it just magnify and grow. I'm going to do that. I can promise you. At every single one of these parking lot rallies in Ohio that we're going to start August 4th, and I need volunteers, every single one of them, I'm going to have somebody ask me the question, hey, Brett, you're the encouraging speaker. Why do you care about all these other counties? What gives you encouragement? That's the opener said, well, for me, it's all about my faith and my relationship with the Lord. But there's a lot of great ministries out there. One of them is Pass the Salt. You will be mentioned, Coach.
Amen.
You will be mentioned in every single program.
Amen, brother. Amen. Okay, Brett, so how do we help you here, man? We got about 5 minutes left.
As we wrap this up, we need help. We need volunteers first that can pray first and then accept assignments. And, of course, we need donations, and that will come. But prayer comes first. Let's get started with prayer first. I'll make the volunteer assignments. If you feel led after prayer, and how do you get in touch with Ohio Brett? I want you to go to Coach Dave's website. I want you to go to Pass the Salt's website. Send them an email. Send them a text. I was on the call today. Or the Lord said, I just need to contact because there's something going on in Ohio. We don't know how the Lord will work, but I'm going to drive them to your website, to you, to your contact Amen. Information. You will have my cell phone number and the proper email that I prefer. and we will do our part. We are in the game.
Folks, I'll never forget what Stephanie said to us yesterday. Stephanie, I know you're listening right now. I thought about this all day yesterday, all day, folks. I thought about it literally all day yesterday. You know, they don't even want us to sing in church anymore, right? They don't even want us to sing. They don't even want us to praise the Lord. Amen. And Stephanie and Mark Trump have both told us over and over and over about an energy force that goes forth when we speak the word of God. Amen. The Jesus is Amen. The word. It's a creative, powerful force. And what is it the devil's trying to do now? He's trying to put a mask on you. He's trying to divide you. He's trying to separate you and isolate you. He's putting a mask on your mouth so you can't even sing praises to the Lord. Folks, if you can't open your eyes up and understand the spiritual significance that what's going on around us, the kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Psalm 2, it's right there. Now that we know that, what is it we are going to do? Folks, this ain't rocket science. This ain't even football. It's just that survival 101, man. Coach, yes, yes.
You got the people singing outside. So what did they do? They put them in a box so people can't hear them. Now people inside the box is singing and people outside hear them. And they want to stop singing.
They want praise the Lord.
When you praise the Lord, when you say Jesus in a waiting room, everyone in the waiting room, I think the atoms of the waiting room changes. You change your environment with what you speak. And if you're singing in the right heart, you are singing his praise. You are changing your environment. Your words,
Amen.
Your words Amen. Are what you create Amen. The environment. You have all the power of heaven and earth.
Look, Mark, why else would the devil want to put a mask on us and silence us and separate us? Jesus said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, not the isolating from one another. Assemble together. Come together, church. And look what the society's doing. They're doing the social distancing. They're putting masks on you. They're telling you not to go to church. They're telling you not to sing when you do. Come on, man. Come on.
Hey, coach, I stand in total agreement with that. And the Lord just led me to share this, that one volunteer assignment in every county. You know, the churches have parking lots, coach.
Yeah.
I'm not going inside. We're going. This is open air.
Amen.
The churches have parking lots. What about one volunteer assignment that they contact you and say, hey, I spoke with my pastor. We would love to have our parking lot be used.
Amen.
We would love to have our parking lot be used. There's one volunteer assignment. Contact Coach Dave. If you feel led, go to your pastor and say, we want to offer up our parking lot. And oh, by the way, we got volunteers right here in the church that'll pray for this. There's Amen. An assignment to get in the game. Coach.
Amen. Yes, yes, Jack. Come on in.
I just want to let Brett know. I don't have to pray about it. We've already prayed about this thing. We've done a couple tent revivals. I got a parking lot at my car lot in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
Knox County.
Yep. Well, Knox County is taken care of then. All right. We're coming there to the parking lot.
We'll get you, brother.
Amen. We receive it.
Amen, 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 amen.
Knox County is never going to be the same, but it isn't just about this one time and gone. It's not one time and gone. The motivational speaker, the encouraging speaker, it's not one time and gone. We're planting the seeds that I can find an army of volunteers that every year, every week can still wave the flag. God bless America. And if you want your country back, Jesus is that prescription. Jesus is that medicine. And a lot of people can't handle the truth, right, Coach?
That's right. That's right. Some of them can't recognize the truth. Hey, Brett, I know you don't listen to the show every day. I'm telling people all the time, we are in a battle for truth. It's all about truth. Lies, lies, lies. Everywhere you look, it's lies in science, lies in the government, lies in the church, lies, lies, lies. Jesus is the truth. We are in a battle Amen. Over truth, brothers. That's really all it is, man. The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar, and we need to understand. So, folks, if you can help, Brett, you want to volunteer. If you can't volunteer, you can. If you want to send an offering, send it to us. We'll make sure that Brett gets it. And Brett, we're in your corner, 100% behind you. And man, now is not the time to be lost.
Any offering that comes to you, it's split 50-50 with Past Assault Ministries and Coach Dave. Yes, I need the help, but I want to be a blessing too. If you feel led, go pray about it first, and you want to make a donation at any amount, I'm splitting that with Coach Dave and his ministry. Thank you, Coach.
OhioBrett.com. OhioBrett.com. But if you want to just email me and I'll connect you with him. But there you can find more information there. OhioBrett.com. Hey, get out of the stands and get into the game, boys. Now's the time. God bless you.
Thank you, we'll see you, Coach.
Hey, man. Stay right there, bro.
God bless you and God bless your team.
Stay right there with us, bud. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.